Frontier Ag. With nationwide advertising, New Frontier Ag will get you top dollar for your used equipment. Don't take the gamble at auction sites. Let New Frontier Ag show you why they have so many loyal customers who return again and again. Call Sam O'Toole and let him explain the New Frontier Ag difference. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment. 308-340-8989. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture said the faces of agriculture at the state level may be changing. Following the election results on Tuesday, the possibility exists that as many as 21 of the nation's ag commissioners may change. There's a total of 54 state agriculture officials who belong to the NASDA. Those include elected and appointed commissioners, secretaries, and directors of the Departments of Agriculture in all 50 states and four territories. Included in the 54 members, 12 elected positions, while the 42 were in positions appointed by their state governors. When new commissioners were elected to office in Alabama, Florida, and Iowa, and 18 states elected new governors, including 8 new governors, who represent a change in the political party of the predecessor. Those new 8 governors will appoint the new chief ag officials. Democrats now have a governor in Illinois, Kansas, Maine, Michigan, Nevada, New Mexico, and Wisconsin. The governorship in Alaska switched to a Republican. And in addition to those 10 states, new governors are members of the same party as their predecessor, so they may choose a new chief ag official who could opt to keep the current officials that are already in place. African swine fever continued to make its way through commercial pig farms in China. The World Health Organization reports that more than 50 cases have been confirmed in 14 Chinese provinces. Many of those 50 cases are the most pig-dense areas of the country. Officials are worried about the virus possibly spreading to other countries like Vietnam, which is an emerging U.S. pork market, as well as Laos. The African swine fever also continuing to spread through Europe via feral hogs. The virus remains limited in Belgium, but is much more active in other countries like Poland, Ukraine, Romania, Bulgaria, and points east of those countries. China, home to about 55% of the world's hogs, 40% of which are so-called backyard hogs. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
KNDY.
Mid-America Network News. A Lawrence teenager has been sentenced to 6 months of probation for bringing a loaded handgun to Free State High School last spring. He pled no contest in September to criminal use of a weapon, a misdemeanor. The Lawrence Journal-World reports a teenager could shorten his probation by completing 2 of 4 options: a fatherhood course, a mentoring course, attending therapy, or writing an apology letter to Free State High School. On April 9th, a school resource officer and a Lawrence police officer found the pistol in the boy's backpack after receiving a tip from another student. As part of his probation, he must stay employed or return to school. Authorities say a woman has been critically injured in a suburban Kansas City house fire. The Kansas City Star reports the woman was rescued last night from the basement of an Overland Park, Kansas home. The fire department said the house had heavy smoke through the roof when fire crews responded. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
We live in a digital world. With the convenience of staying connected, it's critical to protect your digital identity. Here are some helpful tips from AARP Kansas and the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Use strong, unique passwords or passphrases for every site you visit. Never conduct sensitive financial or personal activities when connected to public Wi-Fi. And turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it to keep your device secure. Learn more at aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Paid for by AARP.
Kansas Republican Senator Pat Roberts is working hard to get the farm bill approved. A Wichita Eagle reports one of the main points of conflict between the House and the Senate versions of the farm bill involves the proposed reforms to food stamps, formerly known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. House-passed legislation significantly tightens existing work requirements for aid recipients, but the Senate version makes only modest changes. A group that supports abortion rights is challenging a Kansas ban on telemedicine abortions. The practice allows women in rural areas to get abortion pills without an in-office consultation in a city clinic. The Center for Reproductive Rights contends in a lawsuit that the anti-abortion section in the Kansas Telemedicine Act is unconstitutional because it treats women seeking abortions differently than other patients seeking medical care through telemedicine. Kansas State will be offering a new bachelor's degree in education studies beginning in August. The university says the program will require 120 hours to complete through the College of Education. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Nebraska authorities have released the name of a deer hunter who was fatally shot by his own rifle after handing it to his son. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office has identified the man as 58-year-old Stacy McCarter. The Sheriff's Office says McCarter's 37-year-old son, Joshua, told deputies that he and his father had gone hunting in the Valley area west of Omaha on Saturday. The deputies say that Joshua reported that the rifle went off when his dad handed it down so that he could leave a tree stand. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts considering a proposal to change the way agricultural land is taxed to help farmers dealing with low crop prices. The governor mentioned the idea in an Associated Press interview as a way to prevent property taxes from sharply increasing, even as the state's agricultural economy is struggling. Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection. Inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repair done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts and 6 months warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmitty.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A house fire in Marysville Thursday morning claimed the life of 74-year-old Alice Sherrill of Marysville. Firemen were called to 406 Laramie to the home owned by Tom and Alice Sherrill shortly after 7:30 a.m. She was the lone occupant at the time. He had left earlier. The house was considered a total loss. The fire was believed to have been electrical in nature, caused by an overloaded circuit with a space heater. Firemen were on the scene through early afternoon. Again, the fatality, 74-year-old Alice Sherrill of Marysville. Officials remind people that space heaters are a common cause of fires, either through contact with the heating elements or through overloaded circuits. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday, approving a $43,000 bid for a bridge package for a project in Elm Creek Township on 11th Terrace. Barb Kiekhafer was elected Tuesday as 1st District County Commissioner. 59% of registered Marshall County voters turned out. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday approving moving forward with a dependent care assistance program for county employees as part of their flex spending account. Concerns with gravel roads were again discussed, with material being added to build up the base for roads damaged by recent rains and additional truck traffic. Scott Zadokrotsky was unopposed and won the first district commissioner's post last Tuesday. Danae Juneman was unopposed and was elected county treasurer. 68% of registered Washington County voters turned out. Nemaha County Commissioners met last Monday accepting the resignation of Todd Swart, who has served as Noxious Weed and Emergency Management Director effective December 3rd. Swart has worked for Nemaha County the past 25 years and is taking another private sector job locally. 62% of registered Nemaha County voters turned out in last week's election. County courthouses closed Monday in observance of Veterans Day. Commissioners' meetings will be held Tuesday morning. Marshall County Arts Cooperative is featuring an exhibit of ceramic sculptures related to time by an artist originally from Bulgaria this month at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville. The center is open Thursdays 4 until 6, Saturdays 10 to 4, and Sundays 1 to 4 throughout the month of November. Tickets are now on sale for the men's vocal ensemble Cantus, who will perform a holiday-themed concert live Wednesday evening, December 5th, at 7 p.m. at the Marysville High School Auditorium. Advance tickets are available at the Marysville Chamber of Commerce and in Frankfort at Elsie Grace's, online at mcactickets.com. Remember Our Fallen Kansas Traveling Memorial will be on display at the Marysville American Legion Tuesday through Saturday this week, 9 a.m. until 7 p.m., honoring Kansas soldiers lost in the line of duty since 9/11. Remembering our Kansas Fallen Traveling Memorial, 9 to 7 daily at the Marysville American Legion through Saturday. Alice Sherrill, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Memorial Presbyterian Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends Tuesday, 5 until 7, at Tinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Alice Sherrill. Eileen Ann Logis, age 90, of Lindsburg, passed away November 9th. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Hanover. Burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Eileen Logis.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. While looking at the surface map, we have another system making its way across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, bringing some scattered snow showers along that area, and it looks like we have some rain showers and thunderstorms across the southern parts of the United States. Once the system continues to push off towards the east, it looks like we're going to see some nice weather over the next several days as a high-pressure system builds. We're going to see mostly sunny skies. Otherwise, temperatures have been cold, some nice warmer temperatures as we head into the middle of this week. So looking at the forecast for today, some scattered flurries early, cloudy skies, then clearing, highs at 26, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, mostly clear, mid-teens. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures in mid-30s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper teens. As until Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, highs around 46. And Wednesday night, mostly clear. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
At Reflections Hallmark, proudly display life's unforgettable moments or give the gift of lasting memories with one-of-a-kind framing. Celebrate your favorite memories or display an old treasure. The custom framing department at Reflections Hallmark features quality frames made in Kansas from sustainable hardwoods grown here in the United States. Bring your unforgettable moments to Reflections Hallmark and let them help you preserve that memory. So much more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature, mid-November 57, record high on this date 80 in 1949. The average low 35, record low was 8 degrees in 1986. Sunset this evening 5:11, sunrise the morning at 7:03.
There's an epidemic in America of eye strain and fatigue. Can you guess why? We have a closer look today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 12th, the 316th day of the year. Singer-songwriter Neil Young has a birthday, and Walt Disney released the film Fantasia on this day in 1940. There's no direct evidence that computer screens cause permanent eye damage, but eye care specialists say there is an epidemic of dry eye and eye strain cases, and they are undoubtedly related to too much screen time. Here's a few ways to avoid eye strain from digital media. We blink less when reading from a screen, so make a conscious effort to blink more often. Set a timer to give your eyes a break. For every 20-minute screen time, spend a minute looking out a window. And hold your digital devices away from your face. 18 to 24 inches is the recommended distance. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Kansas State's defense gave up big plays. Its offense struggled to consistently move the ball, and its special teams made more mistakes in one game Saturday than they often do in an entire season. The Wildcats were still good enough to beat KU, though. Alex Barnes ran for 117 yards and two touchdowns. Alex Delton scored the go-ahead touchdown from 21 yards out in the closing minutes. And Kansas State managed to hold on for a frigid, wind-blown 21-17 victory, their 10th straight over their biggest rivals. K-State, as sloppy as they were, managed to keep their bowl hopes alive. Still, they need to win their next two games to become eligible and will need to play a whole lot better. Up next for the Wildcats, they'll have their home finale this Saturday against Texas Tech. KU will square off against Oklahoma. Mid-America Network Sports.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection. Inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repair done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts and 6-month warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmitting.com.
Patrick Mahomes will always have some special TV footage of the Kansas City Chiefs celebrating his record-setting touchdown pass in a win over the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. That's because Tyreek Hill was the one recording it. Mahomes threw for 249 yards with two touchdown strikes to Hill, but it was the second one that sent the Chiefs' first-year starter past Hall of Famer Len Dawson for the single-season touchdown record. It was the 31st for Mahomes with six games yet to play, and it helped lift Kansas City to a 26-14 victory over the Cardinals and another game closer to the number one seed in the playoffs. Hill celebrated the score by leaping into the stands, then commandeering the CBS camera, earning him an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty from the officials and a sharp rebuke from Coach Andy Reid. The Kansas City Chiefs now 9-1. They'll square off against the Rams next Monday night in Mexico City. Mid-American Network Sports.
Friday night football action, Hanover and Axtell advance to the sub-state championship. Hanover shuts out St. Paul 46-0, game called at the half. Axtell defeats Waverly 54-8, game called in the third quarter. Galena defeats Marysville, ending their season. In double overtime, Galena 42, Marysville 36. Olpe edges Centralia 20-18.
On Friday, the 8-2 Marysville Bulldogs hosted the 10-0 Galena Bulldogs in quarterfinal state football action. Three Atreyu Hornbeak touchdowns gave Marysville a 24-0 first quarter lead, but Galena responded with three touchdowns of their own in the second and third quarters, thanks to quarterback J.C. Shelton. With 2.5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter, Galena took their first lead of the game, going up 30-24 off of another Shelton touchdown. As time expired, desperation passed from Brandon Schradel to Jacob Packus, was caught to tie the game, but a failed conversion sent the game to overtime. Galena struck first and failed their two-point conversion. Marysville responded with a pass from Schradel to Hornbeak, but also failed their two-point conversion, so on to second overtime. Marysville turned the ball over, and Galena responded with a fourth-down, three-yard touchdown run to beat Marysville 42-36, so Galena will move on to the semifinals at Sabetha, while Marysville's season will end at 8-3. This is Brian Trott reporting for KNDY Sports.
Hanover Wildcats remain undefeated. Their bid for a three-peat continues as they defeat St. Paul 46-0. Game called on the 45-point rule at the half in the 8-man Division II sectional Friday. Hanover scored on all six possessions. Carter Bruna, 15 yards out. Deacon Stahlbaumer, 20-yard pass to Colin Gentleman. 14-yard quarterback keeper for Stahlbaumer. Quarterback pass to Pete Peters. 10-yard touchdown pass to Peters again. And a 25-yard touchdown pass to Cade Cohorst. Six scores for Hanover. They are 5 of 6 on conversions and defeat St. Paul 46-0, ending St. Paul's season at 9-2. Deacon Stahlbaumer passing 7 of 10, 116 yards, unofficially 4 touchdowns. Great performance by the Hanover Wildcats, who remain undefeated in 11 starts and advance to the sub-state 8-man Division II on Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
4-8, the game was called with 9:01 to go in the fourth quarter. Hunter Cook started things off with a big bang, returning the opening kickoff 70 yards for the touchdown. Axel scored 16 points in the first quarter. They added 24 more in the second quarter, took a 40-0 lead at halftime. Both teams scored just 8 points in a very slow-moving third quarter. It was 48-8 going into the fourth quarter. Axel had an opportunity to end the game fairly early in the fourth quarter with a fumble on the 1-yard line. Gave Waverly one more chance, were unable to do so. And Quinn Blissing threw a 38-yard touchdown pass to Derek Blissing to win and end the ball game, winning by a score of 54-8. The Eagles move on and take on Hanover in the sub-state Champions semifinal matchup next week. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller.
College basketball action tonight. Kansas Jayhawks tip off at 8, 7:30 pregame live on FM 95.5. Kansas State Wildcats tip off at 9, pregame coverage at 8 on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Add a bit of Easy Care Beauty to your indoor garden with Chinese Evergreen. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This low-light plant will brighten your indoor decor with its elliptical-shaped leaves, highlighted in silver and in some varieties red. Grow Chinese evergreens in bright, indirect, or even low-light locations. Keep soil consistently moist when it's actively growing spring through fall. Allow the soil to go slightly drier during winter. Avoid overwatering that can lead to root rot. Use your finger to test the top inch or two of soil and water thoroughly when it's the consistency of a wrung-out sponge. Pour off excess water or place the plant on a tray filled with pebbles. The pebbles elevate the plant above any excess water that collects in the saucer. The plants usually grow 1 to 1.5 feet tall, making them perfect for a tabletop. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com.
Imagine a train chugging south out of Kansas with people jumping from the cars all along its route. The reason they jumped and the mass chaos that took place that September day is this edition of the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
Arkansas City, Kansas, noon, September 16th, 1893.
This town started off as 5,000 population, and it grew to over 75,000.
Heather Ferguson explains that swelling population was due to pioneers ready to rush into the 226-mile by 58-mile stretch of land open to settlement. Ark City's founding fathers made this the largest entry point in the Great Land Rush.
They actually marketed Ark City as a starting point for the run because they knew it was going to happen. So they went out and put ads in papers and articles in papers. So there were so many people in Ark City that we had to have two registration booths to register before the race.
The U.S. Cavalry patrolled the border to make sure no one entered before noon.
People were just getting antsy and horses were getting skittish and somebody's horse tried to bolt and one of the cavalry officers shot this fella and then everybody just took off because they thought that was the shot that was supposed to ring at noon.
The throng of people and the shotgun start made this a mad dash to stake a claim to a quarter section of land.
It was just mass chaos. People were being trampled. We had people running the run on bicycles, on foot, on horses, in buggies, wagons. There was even a train that started from our depot here, the Santa Fe Depot, allowed to go the speed of a horse, and people jumped off.
The land had been pre-surveyed, and people staked a flag to mark their parcel. All told, 115,000 people registered for a race for 42,000 parcels of land. It's estimated nearly 100,000 people were in Ark City on the day of the land rush. 3 days later, only 5,000 remained. It's a piece of history preserved at the Cherokee Strip Land Rush Museum. Traveling the countryside in Arkansas City, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
The best things you can do for your garden this fall is to add organic material. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You can till it in or let it decompose on top of the soil as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
The 2019 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show is set for the Big Easy, New Orleans, Louisiana. It's the cattle industry's biggest convention with education, networking, and fun. Plus, you can check out the huge NCBA Trade Show, outstanding entertainment, and much more. So let's go to New Orleans for the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, January 30th through February 1st. Details at ncba.org.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
You don't need a composter to add beneficial compost to the garden. Pile on a few inches of raw material and either till it in or let it sit on top of the soil, and it'll be broken down by spring. Organic matter improves tilth, aeration, and how quickly the soil takes up water. In sandy soils, it acts like a sponge, holding on to water and nutrients. Ward Upham is a horticulturist at Kansas State University. He says the first thing that comes to mind is tree leaves.
What I normally recommend is that people use a mower with a bagger and run those over because it kind of shreds them up so that they break down more easily in the garden. Just spread those maybe in about a 3-inch layer and then work those in. Do that as many times as you can before it gets too cold to do that. So probably about every 2 weeks or so, get another 3-inch layer and work it in. By spring, that's going to be all broken down and it will really help that soil.
There is a wide variety of material that can be added now, including dried manure, straw, and kitchen vegetable trimmings. Grass clippings are also beneficial, unless they've been sprayed with a crabgrass killer. Crabgrass preventers are fine, but killers are not, because they can carry over and harm the garden next year. Upham says there are a few other things to avoid.
The things that you would keep out of compost would be the same types of things you keep out of a garden, like animal fats or anything else that wildlife would dig up. Also, people are often tempted to add sand to a clay soil. That is not a good idea. And the reason for that is you've got a clay soil, you mix in sand, and what you've essentially done is make concrete.
Learn more about putting organic material on the garden this fall at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY's Song of Inspiration is presented by Centennial Homestead Nursing Facility.
Hi, I'm Haley Ordoin, owner and operator of Centennial Homestead Nursing Facility in Washington, Kansas. We take pride and work hard to celebrate and respect individuality with personalized preferences, from environment to food choices, home-cooked meals, or restaurant-style menu orders, to fun activities and trips in Washington and abroad. You will have peace of mind knowing that your loved one is cherished and honored. For more information, contact us at 785-325-2361 or follow us on Facebook. We invite you to come see all the ways that we are a family showing love at home.
Dear Lamb of God.
American agriculture is still selling to the global marketplace. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Even in a volatile trading climate, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Foreign Agricultural Service is still at work building markets. Daniel Whitley is Associate Administrator at the agency.
We work to resolve all sorts of trade disputes and to open markets and create market access for all of our products. Obviously, for grains, we're one of the world's largest grain producers and representing probably 40% of all the corn grown in the world. But with only 5% of the world's population, the name of the game for American agriculture is trade, is exports. American agriculture is an export powerhouse.
Whitley says the administration is pushing for accountability and a level playing field for trade. Despite the turmoil, he says, the outlook is positive.
And we think that the trade potential is huge. There are opportunities all over the world. So we think that we're going to be in for a great 2019, 2020, and beyond as we break down barriers, as we open up new markets. We have the world's greatest, most reliable, and safest products in the world. American agriculture is open for business.
More on trade in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. According to one top agriculture policy expert, we should prepare for more congressional gridlock. Mary Kay Thatcher, senior lead for federal government relations with Syngenta, says Democrats controlling the House of Representatives and Republicans controlling the Senate, very little may get done over the next 2 years.
I'm not much of an optimist, unfortunately, that we'll get a whole lot done in the next couple of years. But the fact is, we haven't gotten a whole lot done in the last 2 years either. We're still going to have the same gridlock. It may even be a bit more gridlock with the House and the Senate being split than if they were both the same party. But I do think we have some opportunities.
And some of those opportunities, she said, include infrastructure.
For me, infrastructure is at the top of the list, simply because I hear Republican and Democratic leaders alike saying this is something we think is important, we want to work on, and we want infrastructure to include broadband.
Colin Peterson of Minnesota is expected to become the chairman of the House Ag Committee. If Congress can't complete a farm bill during the lame duck session, Peterson will lead the efforts next year.
Colin has done the 08 farm bill. He's worked on that committee forever. He understands it. You know, really, we only got the 2008 farm bill because he had such a good relationship with Speaker Pelosi. Presumably, she'll be the speaker again. But Colin's one of those guys that's great about reaching across the aisle, working on both sides of the issue. So I think he'll do an excellent job for us.
And in the Senate, Thatcher says farmers and ranchers gain a friend in leadership of the chamber.
We're now going to have John Thune, Senator Thune from South Dakota, as the number two Republican in the Senate. John is a big friend of farmers and ranchers, understands agriculture and the rural economy well, and I think that's going to be great to have somebody like that in such a high up position.
That's Mary Kay Thatcher, who spent more than 30 years at the American Farm Bureau Federation. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
crop producers. You know you can produce a higher crop yield while reducing the impact on valuable natural resources, including water supplies and soil, with the proper nutrition and management. Tyree Ag partners with AgroLiquid Fertilizers and Pioneer Seed with the goal of prospering the farmer while safeguarding the environment. Tyree Ag offers quality aerial and ground applications, precision ag services, and a broad selection of crop protection and biostimulant products serving South Central Kansas and Northwest Oklahoma. Visit Tyree Ag today at TyreeAg.com.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579.
Farmers, do you have equipment you don't use anymore, or equipment the dealer isn't giving you anything for on trade? Then call Sam O'Toole at New Frontier Ag. With nationwide advertising, New Frontier Ag will get you top dollar for your used equipment. Don't take the gamble at auction sites. Let New Frontier Ag show you why they have so many loyal customers who return again and again. Call Sam O'Toole and let him explain the New Frontier Ag difference. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment. 308-340-8989.
Market update, Mid-America Ag Network. We're still seeing some pressure on some of our futures markets as we roll through Monday. December corn is still up 1.25 at 371. March up 1 at 382.25. December Kansas City wheat on a bit of a rally now. December is up 8.25 at 495.75. March Kansas City wheat is up 8 at 517.25. Now that's pretty impressive, but Chicago wheat is up double digits. So we still have a ways to go, but good to see some very positive signs for Kansas City wheat. And November soybeans still struggling. In fact, all the soybean months are struggling. November down 3 at 872.25. January down 3 at 883.75. December soybean meal is up 70 at 306.30. January is up 60 at 308. Even. I'm watching the numbers bounce as we speak. So soybean meal and soy oil are doing nicely. December bean oil is 10 points higher at 27.72. January is up 10 points at 27.90. So the beans themselves are struggling, but the products are coming along nicely. We remain with the mixed numbers in livestock. December live cattle up 22, 114.80. February up 10 at 117.90. Later months are, I'll call it, mostly lower. November feeder cattle down 45 at 148.55. January up 7 at 143.87. But that's about the end of the good news because everything else is lower in feeder cattle. Hogs are doing very well so far today. December hogs up 60 at 56.40. February hogs up 235 at 61.85. So mixed numbers across the livestock complex. Cotton is not doing well at all today. December cotton down 149 at 76.60. March down 138 at 78.48. So we're still experiencing some issues with cotton today. Crude oil is still tracking lower. December is down 11 cents at 60.07. January is down 12 cents at 60.24. We're mixed with all the rest of the energy issues. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com. White Star.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson with a look back at the annual convention of the Agriculture Future of America. I'll talk about it after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
This time of the year is always an enjoyable time for me because of the FFA convention in Indianapolis and then the Convention of the Agriculture Future of America, AFA, in Kansas City. I attended that event this year and again was joined by more than 800 college students who are studying various degrees in agriculture, from actual production agriculture to the technology and the agribusiness companies serving agriculture. There were more than 800 students representing 99 colleges across the country. And at the event every year, they present an award to the agriculture leaders of the United States. That award this year went to two people, and I want to talk a little bit about them because they have made their mark on American agriculture. First of all, Sonny Ramaswamy. He is currently the president of the Northwest Commission on Colleges and Universities, which accredits institutions in Northwestern states and recognizing schools in Canada. But he brings an interesting background to that award because he has served as director of the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. Before that appointment, he had several academic positions, serving as dean of Oregon State University's College of Ag, director of Purdue's agricultural research programs, and several other land-grant colleges. The other award went to Amanda DeJong, the state executive director of the Iowa Farm Service Agency. But prior to that, she was the senior policy advisor for the Iowa Corn Growers Association, also worked on the staff of Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, and helped craft a farm bill. So congratulations to Sonny and to Amanda for being honored by the AFA. Back with a final word after this message.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale on Wednesday, November 14th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. We will have over 100 choice reputation calf-fed vaccinated Angus and Hereford first calf heifers. Some will be AI bred, and the balance will be red Angus bulls for February to April calving. We'll have 50 choice black and red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have Angus sired September-October calves beside. We'll have over 250 fall calving black-white face and red Angus and Hereford cows. They'll be 3 years older with September and October calves. We'll have 250 black-white face and red Angus and crossbred cows. They'll be 3 years older. They'll start calving February through March. We'll also be selling four Angus and balancer bulls 18 to 24 months of age. These bred cows and pairs are all from local consigners. They'll be sorted in lots to suit the buyer's needs. For more information on a special cow sale to be held this Wednesday, November 14th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Congratulations to all of the students who attended this year's AFA gathering in Kansas City. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
There's a new tool to detect waterfowl feces infected with avian influenza. The detectors have four legs and great sniffers on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too.
Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Waterfowl and other wild birds carry the avian influenza virus without showing any symptoms. They leave behind fecal droppings that contain the live virus, which can spread to chickens and other poultry. Scientists at the National Wildlife Research Center and Colorado State University are partnering in a program that is training dogs to detect avian influenza. Research shows that some diseases cause odor changes in infected animals. Because their sense of smell is so acute, dogs can detect those changes. Dr. Glenn Golden is a research scientist at Colorado State. He says the university is underway with a 3-year training program where dogs will learn to detect feces from infected mallard ducks versus feces from non-infected mallards.
We're going to go to areas that are known for having avian influenza present in those wetlands and where those mallards are, and we're going to be testing those areas as a positive, and then we're also going to go into other areas where we don't know whether or not there is avian influenza and seeing how the dogs respond there.
After training is complete, they'll be looking for a wildlife biologist to do the surveillance.
After we identify 6 wildlife biologists, we'll be deploying these dogs to those biologists across the country so they have them in their regions of the country so they can go out and, on a regular basis, say once a week, go out and check certain areas.
Golden says they expect to have the first dogs ready to go in 2020. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how dogs are being trained to sniff out wildlife diseases at agriculture.com.
KNDY.
Market update, Mid-America Ag Network. Still seeing some pressure on some of our futures markets as we roll through Monday. December corn is still up 1.25 at 371. March up 1 at 382.25. December Kansas City wheat on a bit of a rally now. December is up 8.25 at 495.75. March Kansas City wheat is up 8 at 517.25. Now that's pretty impressive, but Chicago wheat is up double digits. So we still have a ways to go, but good to see some very positive signs for Kansas City wheat. And November soybeans still struggling. In fact, all the soybean months are struggling. November down 3 at 872.25. January down 3 at 883.75. December soybean meal is up 70 at 306.30. January is up 60 at 308. Even I'm watching the numbers bounce as we speak. So soybean meal and soy oil are doing nicely. December bean oil is 10 points higher at 27.72. January is up 10 points at 27.90. So the beans themselves are struggling, but the products are coming along nicely. We remain with the mixed numbers in livestock. December live cattle up 22, 114.80. February up 10 at 117.90. Later months are, I'll call it, mostly lower. November feeder cattle down 45 at 148.55. January up 7 at 143.87. But that's about the end of the good news because everything else is lower in feeder cattle. Hogs are doing very well so far today. December hogs up 60 at 56.40. February hogs up 235 at 61.85. So mixed numbers across the livestock complex. Cotton is not doing well at all today. December cotton down 149 at 76.60. March down 138 at 78.48. So we're still experiencing some issues with cotton today. Crude oil is still tracking lower. December is down 11 cents at 60.07. January is down 12 cents at 60.24. We're mixed with all the rest of the energy issues. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
At Star Seed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Star Seed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Star Seed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Star Seed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
KNDY Marysville, AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDY FM 95.5, a Deer King Communications full service.